Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Welcome, everybody. This is Laura Jackson-Liu, Marketing Communications Director with Zuma Worldwide. I am thrilled to be with you tonight for another one of our health education calls in this series. We come to you the first and third Thursday of every month, and we love featuring members of our scientific advisory board and all of the brilliance and expertise and insights and education that they really bring to this series with so many great products and how these are, you know, changing people's lives and looking at all different kinds of facets of that. And really every single member of our scientific advisory board brings different skill sets, different background, and different perspectives on, you know, Zuma's products and how they have positively impacted so many people's lives. And tonight, for those of you who are familiar, probably hopefully everybody here, we're going to be featuring Dr. Michael Trilia. And he comes with, you know, again, extensive background. He's a doctor of chiropractic for over 25 years. He discovered Zuma many years ago and has a fabulous story about that. And he is also an entrepreneur. He is a martial artist for sure in different forms and just brings so much to the table. And you guys, this is a great topic and keeping things in perspective. And so without any further ado, I would love to welcome our very own Dr. Trilia. Are you out there?
I am, Ms. Laura. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. So thank you so much for joining tonight. And I'm just going to let you, like, take tonight's topic away.
No problem. Thank you much for having me. And it's great to be on the line with everybody again. And Laura, I should be fine, but up here I'm in Delaware, as you know. But we're supposedly having a huge thunderstorm getting ready to roll in, along with heavy lightning and a possible tornado watch. So if we should get disconnected, then I'll just let you pick it up from wherever I end. But so far, we look okay. I'm outside on the deck, but we do have a little lightning in the distance, but it's a beautiful evening. It was a beautiful day. But thank you, and it's always great to, again, be with the members of Zuma, my Zuma family. Love all you guys out there. I want to step back just for a second. Laura and I get to do talks once in a while, but not often. But I just want, again, you all to realize what you have with Zuma and the great people behind the scenes that you don't get to see many times and you don't get to speak with. And Laura is one of those fantastic people, because I don't know if you've ever seen once in a while I'll write an article for the Zuma newsletter. I get a lot of great compliments on those newsletter articles. But I want to show you what really happens for a second behind the scenes. I write like one sentence over three pages, and then people like Laura make me look good, and Liggy with all the graphics and changing the grammar. And so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. There's all these people behind the scenes to make people like me look good so people like you out there can get this information in its entirety. And I'm blessed to be a part of that team, and it's such a great group to work with. So I want to say thank you to you, Laura, and everybody again back at the home team tomorrow. So let them know that.
We'll do that, and we appreciate that. And we feel very fortunate as well to have you on our team and as part of the Zuma family, because you bring extraordinary value and background and upliftment and exciting topics as we're getting ready to hear tonight.
Yes, we talked about, you know, Laura and I kicked this topic around, and I wrote this, you know, let your attitude determine your altitude. And it sort of sounds like a motivational talk. It sort of sounds like the other side of our talks where we do the business end. But the reality is this, and how does all that apply to our nutritionals and what Zuma actually does for you from a nutritional standpoint? And I got thinking about it, and I got thinking with all the chaos that's going on out here and things that are going on all over the country. And I did a talk one night with a group, and one of my conversations was, wouldn't it be great if all the rest of the country could treat each other the way the Zuma family treats each other. And I got thinking about that a little more, that attitude would certainly raise everybody's attitude. But what happens is, as we get all of these controversial things, no matter which side of the coin you're on, it creates a thing called stress. Now, when we go back and we talk about health, again, I've said this 8 million times, but it's true. Dorland's Medical Dictionary states health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. In reality, that's what starts our attitude, is how are we thinking? What, not just what are we thinking, but what are we feeding our body to think? Because it's been a proven fact that nutritionally, the more you deplete proper nutrition in the system, in the body, the more lethargic you'll be, the more negative thoughts you'll have. So it's great to determine your, to help determine your altitude or your attitude. To get your altitude, you have to have a good attitude, and for that have that good attitude, you have to have good nutrition. I reflect back in my first year of graduate school, and I remember my first neuroanatomy course that I took. And it's funny, because when you start studying as any kind of doctor, you study all the books first, and it's really kind of cool. You have like Grant's Anatomy, and you have Gray's Anatomy, and you have all these wonderful books. And I remember my first course because, you know, like you have a blue tab, and everything in that blue tab is all the bones. And then you have a gray tab, and everything in that is all the blood vessels. And then you have a red tab, and that's all the muscles, and so forth and so on. And you start studying and learning and memorizing all these. And then you progress from there into human anatomy, actual dissection of human beings. And we have to do that as part of what our courses are, because you have to know what's on the inside. And I remember the very first day I walked in the room, and if you could imagine, just above your belt line where your low back is, that piece was cut out all the way down to your buttocks and just above the hamstring. So it looked like this quarter of beef sitting on this table. And I remember the doctor coming in, the senior doctor that was teaching the class, and he had a laser pointer, and he said, "Now, here's the glute medius, here's the glute maximus, here's the glute minimus, here's the piriformis, here's the sciatic branch, here's the lumbars and the brachial plexus." And I didn't see anything, because none of it was color-coded. It didn't look blue and gray and red and all that. And so you had to start looking and seeing the tissue from a different perspective, and to see how everything worked. But then we went one step further, and we took just a course on neuroanatomy. And in that neuroanatomy course, we walked into a room, and if you can picture a very large cookie sheet, you know, like a big pizza pan kind of thing, it was sitting, they had like eight of them sitting up on the counter, and on them was a brain, an actual physical human brain sitting on these trays. And the doctor said, "I'm going to walk out of the room for 10 minutes. And when I come back, here's this brain just sitting there by itself. I want you to tell me, how does a thought begin?" Things the average person, most of us, never even thought about. Just, you know, it automatically happens. But you're looking at this mass of tissue, and you're trying to figure this out. How does a thought begin? And so as he came back in and we started talking about, and I term it the total system concept, the whole body, how it begins to work together, then we backed all the way down to embryological form. It was a book called Before You Were Born. And in that book, what it talks about was, it's the first time in mathematics that 1 + 1 = 1. One egg, one sperm come together, and they can be 5 feet apart, nothing happens. They can be 1 foot apart, nothing happens. They can be 1 inch apart, nothing happens. But until they touch, once they touch, that one egg and that one sperm then becomes one, and one zygote. And that zygote is a cell that then starts to multiply. It goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, so forth, and so on, until you are you and you become 70 to 100 trillion living cells. And that's very important that you understand that, You're just not a bunch of pieces. You're this integrated being of all these cells that are many yous working individually to create who you are. But what's really even more interesting, back to that thought process and to determine your altitude, is your attitude, and that attitude comes from the brain, and yet the very first thing that's formed in the body is a thing called the primitive streak. And the primitive streak is the beginning of the brain, and then you'll see this long section form, and that's actually your spinal column. That's your spinal cord. And so from that begins to create the rest of your life. You'll see eventually, as the weeks go by, two little arm buds will come out, and two little leg buds will come out, and how miraculous it is. And it was like, I can't remember now, but something like 1,000 frames from the very beginning when the sperm and the egg met to actual 9 months later and the birth process, we had like 1,000 shots. And it was most miraculous. It's just, you know, again, as a Christian, you have, if you don't believe in God, you have to believe in God once you see how that 99% of the time comes out perfect every single time, and very miraculous. But getting back to how does all that tie in with Zuma and what we do? Well, that primitive streak, the brain, the spinal column, is over 70% water. And so I get back to moms as they come into my office, and chiropractically, we treat a lot of pregnant ladies. I adjusted my kid's mom from the day she was pregnant right on up through the pregnancy. And the first day, each of my children, I have three, each of them were born, I was in a room with her, and I literally adjusted all three of my kids from the time they were born till this day. And so believe greatly in balancing the external portion. But as I said some time ago when I joined Zuma, I reflected back on many of these things, because I'm thinking now, you know, you just sort of take it for granted that this body is built in this miraculous way. And I had a gentleman come in today and say the same thing. He was just involved in an auto accident not long ago. And he's complaining about all these, you know, neck pain, headaches, all this kind of thing. Started talking to him about pH, as I do with every one of my patients. In our new case history, every single new patient is asked, you know, out of a 10-ounce glass of water, would you say you drink one a day, two a day, 10 a day on an average day? And so I talked to them about, yes, structure has a direct link to function. And yes, I'm working on your external structure. But just as important is that internal structure. And the three things that are going to bring you down is poor hydration, poor pH, poor mineralization. And so the gentleman said to me, he said, I think he was like 55 or 60 years old at the time. And he said, but I haven't had a lot of these problems prior to the accident. And what will happen many times is an accident like that will exacerbate an underlying problem that you don't even know you have. The body is so miraculously made, again, we can get by with drinking sodas, with iced tea, with all this junk in the system, because it's made to just run and run and run and run. But what I keep trying to explain to the people as they come to my office, that look, you get a choice of what, which direction you want to go in. And that direction should be, do you want to live or do you want to exist? Do you want to be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, so forth and so on, and hooked up to machines, or do you want to be able to live at that point in time? And if you do, not just exist, then you must start taking care of yourself when you're at a younger age. And so it's fortunate sometimes that these symptoms begin to show up, because then we can start addressing things that the average person has never thought about. They've never thought about that the disc that separates 7 vertebrae in your neck, 12 in your mid-back, 5 in your low back. On each side of that disc, the nerve exits, and it innervates again, or gives energy to every single part of your body. You see, it's not just your arms or your low back or neck pain. It's everything. It innervates every organ of your body, your heart, liver, spleen, kidneys. And there are recurrent nerves at the top of your base of your skull that go back up to the head. And that's why the brain is so very important. The brain is the master system that's running everything. And as it exits and goes down the foramen magnum, the hole in the base of your skull, and then the spine is inside that spinal cord. And then once again, that gives energy to everything. There's the low back. The low back problems can begin to create headaches. Why is that? Because at the very bottom of your spine is called the sacrum. And that sacrum is divided into five sections until you hit about the age 26, and then it's fused into one piece. Now, what should happen is your brain creates a product called CSF, cerebral spinal fluid. That cerebral spinal fluid goes down that spinal cord that's housed in the spinal column all the way down to the bottom of your butt where your sacrum is. Okay, that's cool, but how does it get back to the brain? That sacrum must pump, and it pumps every time you breathe. But if your SI joints, your sacroiliac joints on each side of your low back are jammed, it decreases that pumping action. And if it decreases that pumping action, the CSF will not get back up to the brain. And I treat a lot of people with headaches, and they can't understand why I'm adjusting the low back for their headaches. But what's that have to do with Zuma? Well, everything. Because you see, if that spinal cord and spinal column, the bone density, the disc, is not properly, has the proper nutrients, it will begin to start sucking the life out of the body. That's why it's very difficult to test your own pH. Most of the time, you're going to show neutral because the body wants to maintain neutrality. So that's why X2O every day is critically important for your brain function, because 70% of your body cells are water, but 85% of the brain cells are water. So if you're going to use our formula, and that's roughly half your body weight in ounces of water a day, why not drink the most powerful water on the planet, which of course is our X2O. So we want to clean up that cell. A gal just, a nurse, a CNA, was in my office just today, and I see this every single day. She drinks maybe 10 ounces of water a day, and her thing is soda all day long. And she's in her 30s, and she's wondering why she's starting to have all these problems. And when I explained to her about the disc being 70% water, as a nurse, she didn't know this. And it's amazing how many people that are in the healthcare community don't understand these things, where you out there, and again, this call is designed for the newer person, but you would believe any kind of healthcare provider, from a CNA to a nurse, right on up, would know these things, but many times they're so busy studying drug interaction and what drug to give for this or that, that they don't have time to discover what health really is. And that becomes your job, is it, to explain health. And to have them understand it's not about the symptom, it's about the problem. That you're not 100% healthy today, and tomorrow you're 100% sick. It's a long, insidious slope that happens over a long period of time. I tell the story many times about the average 40-year-old woman walks into my office, and if I x-ray her, one of the very first thing over 80 to 90% ask me, is there any osteoporosis? And again, in over 80% of cases, I say no. They say, great. I say, not necessarily. They say, why? And I said, because that bone has got to be over 30% gone before I can see it. So again, it's not about the symptom. It's about health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. And again, listen to what I said. I didn't say anything in that sentence about how you feel. You see, it's not about how you feel, although feeling good is a great to have, but it's not about how you feel, but are your systems functioning the way you need to do? And to do that, you have to be properly hydrated, proper, and a proper pH. So we start off, we give them a paper of what we call our water formula, and we have them plug in their numbers, however much you weigh, half of that number is the target of what you want to drink. And then we tell them about the X2O. We give them the brochure. The brochure is perfect because it breaks down the pH of many things that they have no idea that sodas are like a 5. And again, in a pH scale, 5, you want to be a little over 7 to be neutral. 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 is not just 1 or 2 points. In chemistry, that's like a 10,000-point jump each, so it's huge when you're down to a 5. Your body is not doing great. It's just made so miraculously that it's holding up now in these younger years. And by younger, I mean if you're 30, 40, or 50 years old, many times you won't have a lot of symptoms. Some people do. Some people start earlier than others, depending on what abuse they've put it through throughout life. So you can begin to see, to get a better attitude, to determine how high you're flying that day, you can't let it depend on external sources, because you see, some people are bothered by rain and cloudiness. You know, you should be functioning the same way. You should be excited about life every day you wake up. I'm excited every day I get going. I thank the Lord for giving me another day to be on this earth. And my simple question is, what would you have me do today? And I say all these things and do my prayer things before my feet hit the floor. And then in my first 30 minutes, I've probably taken, now I'll still drink a cup of coffee many mornings. That's just me. That's for me. But also in my first 30 to 40 minutes, I've had 35 ounces of X2O also. And I've probably taken about 12 of our nutrients in the first hour before I get ready and go to work. My wife asked me many times, why do you get up so early? Because I go through this regimen every morning, and what I see to help my attitude, to determine my altitude for the day, is I know, no matter how great I feel in the morning or how poorly I may feel some mornings, that my body is at war that day. It's absolutely at war. So if it's at war, I'm sending in my army. I send in my life source. I send in my, you know, BerryWise. I send in my assimilator. I send in my omegas. I send in my cardiozyme. I send in my joint health. And I'm envisioning those being my ninja warriors of the body, my army combating the bad guys. And that, indeed, is how I kick off my day to help my attitude, make sure my altitude stays at 100,000 feet all day long. And then just one final piece on that, I like to at lunchtime come home, and I will take two of my life source in the morning, but then I take two more at lunchtime to get me through the afternoon. And depending on the day and how long it's going to be, I may then take Focus Up at that point in time just to help me, especially if I'm going, you know, here it is, what time, 9:30 at night. And this morning I started at 6. I went in and had patients all day at the office. I saw patients till about 1 o'clock. I had to do an IME, an independent medical evaluation on a patient. Then I came home. I cut grass for about 5 hours. I came in, took a shower, talked to my wife a little bit, and here I am on this line. So for me, that's kind of a long day. So I want to make sure I'm just as fired up for you guys, helping you keep your attitude up to get the highest altitude you want wherever you want to go. I believe you can get there. Just make that a target, but you need the energy to do that. And to do that, determine what's bothering you throughout life. Use the resources Zuma has. If you have a different problem, you know, a joint problem that you don't know about, then listen to some of the calls. Call corporate. They can direct you to some of the calls on the line. We have calls just about for every single topic that there is. And again, in conclusion, even one of the well-known pastors that was on one of the TV shows made the very big mistake of trying. He was marketing some nutrient, but he made these wild claims of what it can do, and he tried to diagnose over the TV. It's a very bad idea. That's the only difference in a physician and a non-physician, is that a physician can diagnose and treat. You guys cannot do that unless you're a doctor on the line. But you can certainly say, we have testimonials of people who had joint pain or mental fogginess or wanted some weight loss or whatever the situation is. So what a tremendous resource we have in our back office. So again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules. I know everybody's busy, but you know, your nutritional portion of what you do is so key. You can exercise all day, and I think that's a very important portion of health care and wellness. But this nutritional thing, this nutritional piece, taking care of the internal body, is so very, very, very foundational and important to our total systems concept of health. Ms. Laura, I'm going to turn it back to you to add in and fill in the cracks.
I don't think you left anything to fill in, but I must say, I've been here since we started this series, and I hope everybody who's listening tonight and everybody who listens back, shares this feeling that I'm continue to learn things. Like, you've shared things about human anatomy that I think I've heard for the first time tonight, and that came from your training. And there are so many ways to look at the link between attitude and altitude, and you have yet filled in, more of that that whole picture for us. And, I think everybody here can probably agree that it's super important, and you can't just choose to, fly at a higher altitude. You really have to fuel, the mind, the spirit, and the body.
Yes, have to work at it.
Yeah, so you've really tied all those pieces together, and, in the X2O, and look how important that is for the brain, and you've literally seen that, you've studied it, and you really shared that the X2O, water is important for the whole body and especially for the brain.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's tremendous. I just don't have any questions. I think you did a beautiful illustration again. And another great point that you brought up, too, to let people know is, even if you think, Lord, I have my little bottle full of Zuma supplements for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but to look at the days that you have, to say, where am I on this day? Am I expending, more energy or more mental energy and physical energy that I might need, an extra Cardiozyme or Life Source or Berry Balance?
Yes.
Sometimes I do that. And I also, Focus Up is just works like, tremendously for most
amazing
people. And yes, and you are definitely, another person who can, talk about all the benefits and how you feel and supporting your brain with those nutrients. However, there are just sometimes a handful of people, and I'm very careful when I'm speaking to members one-on-one, if they are sensitive to stimulants, even understanding mm-hmm. that what's in the Focus Up is all natural, right, from green
tea right.
extract, that what I do is I may take more Berry Balance and Revital Mind. So you still
yes.
have those brain nutrients and Revital Mind. Is that what you share as well, Dr. T, when you're working with your patients and recommending things?
Here I am, Dr. T, and I'm supposed to know all this stuff. But again, a classic example is what just Laura said, switching up a little bit of some of the nutrients for depending on that. But more importantly, getting with your upline. If you have a question, again, I shared a few months ago that a year ago I crushed my medial meniscus and fractured my tibia in my right leg. And I was talking to Ken about it, and we were speaking back and forth. And he just gently threw out, Doc, I know you're taking our joint health. And I certainly was. But what I wasn't doing was I wasn't taking the therapeutic dosage of joint health. So I went from taking two a day just as sort of a maintenance, but when I bounced it up to two, three times a day, man, the healing just started exploding even faster. So much so that the orthopedic surgeon I was speaking to about this knee, who thought I was going to do surgery, said probably in about 3 months we'll have to do surgery, and as of this September, that's been a year and 3 months ago, so, and I've yet to have surgery, and I'm doing pretty well. So my point is, it's not about, my situation, but what it's about, what I want you to get is just what Laura said. Sometimes you have to tweak the formulas a little bit, and sometimes you're just not thinking about how to do that. And I had to have Dr. Marsh come back and tell me, hey, T, did you remember to maybe tweak it over? And I truly had just forgotten that. So that's a great point, Laura. Thanks for that.
Oh, certainly. And I, for everybody who doesn't know this, Dr. T is a huge supporter of joint health, probably all of Zuma's products, especially X2O. But I think I might have written a white paper for you
yes.
and for the membership a couple of years ago.
Yes, 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 you did.
You share joint health with your patients as well and make sure they're
every
aware of it.
Every day. I do.
Yeah.
I very much do.
And I think you just did a fantastic job again tonight. And just covered the whole thing, and all of it's important to really create that kind of altitude and be functioning from the place that you want. And I, and I'll share just before we wrap it up and see if there's anything else you'd like to share that I had a health challenge, and I was just sitting here trying to remember, like, how long ago it was, and I think it actually came on when I was in my late 20s. Sometimes people don't really appreciate the good health and feeling good and things going pretty well until they're not able to really function. And I was there at a relatively young age. And I already ate pretty healthy, but I've shared this, and now, of course, we know with even more research, my last love in life was drinking Tab, for those who remember it, right before Diet Coke. And I drank several bottles a day. So, you know, maybe that was what had caused the situation that I was in, where I could barely function. And, you know, what we really hope for and intend and pray for, you know, those of us at corporate and on the executive team and our scientific advisory board members, is that you never have to experience that. And, of course, we have members, yes, who have come back from just incredible health challenges. And if you ever need an upliftment, go and visit the My Story website. Go and visit, you know, mystory.zoomaworldwide.com and read people's stories. And you can literally search for a symptom or a condition or a product, and you can just sit there and read people's testimonies or see their videos. And it is absolutely one of the most inspiring parts about being part of this one Zuma family, which we all are. We all have those 70 to 100 trillion cells. Right? Like you were sharing, Dr. T.
Yes.
There is light, there is higher altitude, and to be part of that mission and to keep sharing that. I know Dr. T is about excited as anybody can get, and in gratitude for the company and the products and for you all. And we are all here as a resource for every one of our members.
So, that is so true. And again, in conclusion, all I want to say is that many of you, again, this is calls designed for the newer person, but if you've been here a while or you're new, that's what these calls are for. There's so many people between people like Laura or Ken, or not even corporate, but the other scientific members that have great information. So bring your prospects to these calls, because sometimes when you try to explain it, it may not sound quite as good as some of the corporate people. So feel free. That's what this call is for. Put as many people on the line, and that's going to also gain your altitude.
I love it. It's just been great spending time with you and yet learning more. Here we are years later, you know, meeting in every health education call, and I know I've learned more tonight, too, and I think maybe our listeners have as well. So thank you for joining us, Dr. T, for taking your time. Thank you for every Zuma member who is on the call. And, you know, and again, hopefully bringing guests tonight in the future. These are all really for you to help you have a better quality of life and, you know, help us all move into a new time, change the health of a generation, and create better health, better wealth, and higher altitude.
Amen.
Yes, amen. All right, thank you all so much. We will see you next time in 2 weeks from tonight, the third Thursday in September. Thank you for joining us, and be safe and happy and well.